Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Don from Bellingham is. Don, are you there?
I am.
Don is here, Steve, so that means you better get out of the studio.
All right, bye-bye.
If you're playing along... Oh, hello?
Oh, it's my first time doing this.
Oh, right on. Let's make it a victory, Don. For those playing at home, Don has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Billy Ray Cyrus had a song called Achy Breaky What?
Heart.
Yes. Y2K predicted widespread computer issues for what year?
1999.
No.
2000.
Yes. Little Rhodey is a nickname for which U.S. state?
Oklahoma?
No.
Texas?
No.
Nebraska?
No. Who played George Young in the movie Blow?
Johnny Depp.
Yes. How many major divisions does an insect's body have?
3.
Yes. What is the heaviest bone in humans?
Femur.
Correct. What term refers to siblings born within 1 year of each other?
Can you repeat?
What term refers to siblings born within 1 year of each other?
I don't know. Pass.
The Great Sandy Desert is located on which continent?
Africa.
No.
Asia?
No.
Antarctica?
No. Lou Seal is the mascot for which Major League Baseball team?
Pittsburgh Pirates.
No. We got you down for 5, Don.
All right.
Yeah.
Also, Don, stop using an Android. I can
no,
tell.
It's an Just, iPhone.
I can tell, tell by the quality of the phone that it's an Android.
Oh, wow.
It is an Android.
Yeah! Yes!
It's an Android?
Yeah.
He didn't have to admit it. Steve, welcome back.
It's so good to be back.
Are you ready, though?
I believe, yes, that I am. I'm just going to say yes. Okay, here we go. Maybe this will work.
I didn't like it. I loved it.
Wrong drop. I'm sorry. That was my fault right there.
Billy Ray Cyrus had a song called Achy Breaky What?
Heart.
Yes. Y2K predicted widespread computer issues for what year?
2000.
Yeah. Little Rhodey is a nickname for which U.S. state?
Rhode Island.
Correct. Who played George Young in the movie Blow?
George Clooney?
No.
Brad Pitt?
No.
Johnny Depp?
Yes. How many major divisions does an insect's body have?
It's got 3.
Yeah. What is the heaviest bone in humans?
the femur?
Yeah. What term refers to siblings born within a year of each other?
Close.
No.
Paternal?
No.
Born within a year?
Mm-hmm.
Questionable.
No. The Great Sandy Desert is located on which continent?
Let's go Africa.
No.
Europe.
No.
Asia.
No. Huh. Lucille is the mascot for which Major League Baseball team?
Lucille?
Lucille.
Is the mascot for a Major League Baseball team?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Padres?
No.
The Lucille. The Los Angeles Dodgers?
No.
The Mariners?
No.
I know it's
Steve,
not.
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a win. 6-5. Sorry, Dawn. Next time.
You know why I won?
Why?
Because of what's in my pocket.
Do I want to know what's in your pocket?
Apple iPhone.
What is that what you were using to cheat on?
No. I just want to make you feel bad for not having an iPhone. Maybe for Christmas, Brad will get you an iPhone.
I wouldn't want one. I'm not going to join your cult.
Yes, please.
All right. Siblings born within one calendar year of each other are called Irish twins.
I've never heard that
term
before.
You've never heard that term?
No. I've heard of Irish exit.
This is the opposite of that.
It's more like an Irish entrance.
Yes. The Great Sandy Desert is located on the continent of Australia, and Lou Seal is the mascot for the San Francisco Giants.
What is it?
A seal named Lou.
Oh, that's why you kept going. I was like, why do you pronounce Lucille weird? You're like, Lou Seal.
His first name is Lou, and his last name is Seal, and he's a seal, and he's kind of cute.
What is the history behind, why do they have a seal for their mascot?
Steve, I just asked the questions. It's not a history lesson.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are so thrilled that Rockaholics are stepping up right now to make a difference in the lives of local children in need. It's called Coats for Kids, and $25 equals one coat for a local child in need. Steve, people can go to KISW.com to make a donation, and people are just being so generous right now. It's wonderful.
Big shout out to Shelley Moody. She donated $25 to Coats for Kids, and also a nice shout out to Jens Nielsen, $31.
You can go to KISW.com and donate too. Well, it feels like it's been a couple of weeks here, and we need to do a proper catch-up on our fantasy football league, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
So we've invited in our commissioner, Mike Hawk, from the men's room to talk about what's going on in fantasy land.
Oh, good morning, everybody. It has been a few weeks, hasn't it?
Because as
hard as we like to work here in this room and in these studios, we're not working on Thanksgiving, so
no.
We're not going to catch up with that. So let's let's back up to what would have been the report on Thanksgiving Day.
Tell us how awesome Danny and I and Taryn are at fantasy football.
That's actually the only reason why I'm doing this, because you guys did emerge as the best team of that particular week.
Let's freaking go!
141 points. Jackson Smith and Jigba was the best wide receiver of the league that week.
Oh, this is 2 weeks ago. I was saying this past week. That's not the case.
And then Myers had a hell of a showing out there, putting up 13 points. So you guys had two of the best players of that particular week out there. Well done.
He's no kicker for the New York Giants, though.
No, he is not.
Did you see that guy?
That was insane.
Did you see that?
Yeah, he missed the...
He was kicked the dirt. Danny, did you see it?
I sure did not.
I was like on Monday Night Football, and I can't remember the guy's name. Hung something?
Yeah. Younghoe Koo, I believe is who that was.
Okay, yes.
I believe
he
that was.
Goes for the kick, and then he adjusts because he thought the ball was moving.
Yes, the ball was upset.
Straight up kicks the dirt. It's like Charlie Brown.
That's amazing.
But
it
was
worse.
Like 2 feet back from the ball. Bad.
And then Troy Aikman just laughed his ass off for the next 5 minutes.
I know. I was trying to find that audio. It was so freaking hilarious.
It was. Miles being the kicking expert, we talked about it a couple days ago on TV time, and he was basically saying, just, I've kicked a hand before. If you don't have the shot, still just go for the kick. Don't just kick the ground like that.
Yeah, so a Giants kicker kicked it into the turf, and here's Troy Aikman laughing about it.
47-yard try now by Younghoe Koo, and he stumbled. I don't think I've ever seen that. Looked like he just stubbed his foot right into the turf. Whoops. I guess that goes down as a miss. I don't know. He never touched the ball. I said a miss, but it's not a miss because he never touched the football. No, perfect.
That's such a broadcast. He was just laughing. Did you see Jackson Dart on the sidelines? You could read his lips. And he's just he's the rookie quarterback. You see him go, oh, my God.
Drove him all the way down there for nothing. Okay, so let's fast forward to this week. As we bring it on in here, let's see. You guys I have the weekly report up. There we go. It was actually, this was one of the matches that was between the Men's Room and the Daily Mix Morning Show.
Ooh.
And then between Team Eric Powers and Team Hungry Wolfpack. Let's just get them out of the way because we don't care, because Eric Powers doesn't care at all. He lost to the Hungry Wolfpack. Blah.
Way to go, Gabe.
Is what it was. As far, wait, no, that's this coming week. Shoot, I need to back that up. Hang on. We are taking each other on this coming week. So last week, it was the Men's Room versus the Hungry Wolfpack. And then the Daily Mix Morning Show versus Team Eric Powers, who, again, doesn't care about anything. As far as the Men's Room does.
It's starting to sound like you don't care about anything. You're the commissioner, and you have no idea what's happening.
He finally just had his quarterback jump in there. So you guys should have been a little bit afraid this week. However, in spite of that, you guys did manage to put Team Eric Powers in the dirt, winning by more than 10 points at 125 points.
I would just like to say that we were projected to lose the entire week, and then I saw that all of a sudden I checked and we won, and I was like, what the holy hell?
Do you believe in miracles?
Yes. I think it's because Coach Danny is so good at his job.
He is. He knows.
Did we have the Seahawks defense?
Yeah.
That's a huge piece. Right,
yeah. 32 points.
Yeah.
The Seahawks defense put up
Ernest
32
Jones,
points.
Thank you.
Made up for the fact that Sam Darnold put up 3.
Man, you can't have home runs every year. Or every week.
You guys had Zay Flowers who put up 0.6.
Point six.
Hey, we still won. Who cares?
But the bottom of the lineup, Davante Adams,
like the
Travis
Seahawks,
Kelce.
They just shut out a team, and everyone's still bitching about how the offense doesn't look all that great. I'm like, who cares? We won.
No kidding. As far as the overall stats, the Men's Room did come out victorious on that one. We were the best team with 151 points this last week, beating the Hungry Wolf Pack, which, at the end of the day, it's just KISW versus the Wolf over here, right?
Yeah. That's all we care about.
Take that, game.
And as I said, coming up here, it is a Men's Room versus the Daily Mix Morning Show coming up this next week. So, and Sam Darnold is currently questionable, so I'm just going to throw that out there, Danny.
What do you mean he's questionable?
It says he's questionable.
Questionable like, and as far as being talented, or questionable as far as he's going to be performing? What are we talking about?
His ankle should be good to go for week 14, they said.
That's part of why I think he went into the tent during the game, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just tape it up.
Yeah.
Tape him up, he'll be
just
fine.
Wrap it up, you're fine. He was Minnesota. He had to go show out for his old
team. My dad would just say every time I'd go out.
Just tape it up, you'd be fine.
Wrap it up.
Oh, my Lord.
I had unrealistic expectations of his son, but he would always say, wrap that rascal as I was leaving my house.
You're like, Dad, I'm not going to find myself in that situation. Right. Don't you worry.
Dad, I'm going to church.
You overestimate my game.
Super quick, did you catch what happened with the 49ers wide receiver Jawan Jennings? Apparently he's like a terrible trash talker. He says awful things.
And yes, he does.
He's the guy that got punched in the boys a couple of weeks ago because apparently he said something bad. But then Shelby Harris of the Browns was talking about him. And did you hear this?
No.
So he's talking about wide receiver Jawan Jennings, about some of the trash talk or some of the stuff he was saying to one of the guys on the Browns defense. And this is what Shelby Harris had to say.
He's a hoe. And I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever. But, like, I don't respect it because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft. And I want that known. I see exactly why they punched us. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Damn.
He's a hoe.
Okay, yeah, we got it. He's a hoe.
He's a hoe.
Also, he looks large and scary, so I wouldn't want to upset him.
Shelby Harris is a big boy.
Yeah.
Which he got plenty of it because he played for us there for a couple years after the Wilson trade.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm sure he heard plenty from old Jennings.
That's true.
Yeah. He's a hoe.
That's how we feel about you, Mike.
He's a hoe.
At least this week. Good luck, gents.
Commissioner Hawk, thank you so much for joining us to talk a little fantasy football.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. You guys are warming up with me on this one.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you can name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, you could be winning tickets for Evanescence, and they're coming to White River Amphitheater on July 23rd with Spirit Box, by the way. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you'd like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
No way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller,
the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have the hookup on tickets for Evanescence at White River Amphitheater on July 23rd with Spirit Box, and it's Alec from Lake City playing this morning. What's up, Alec?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Doing good.
We're so good, and we're so ready to spin this wheel to see if you're playing with Steve Miggs or Taryn Daly.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be yours truly?
It's me. Let's go.
All right, Alec, here is your clip.
Ooh. Oh, it's Monkey Wrench, Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Can they come back to Seattle soon? I need to see the Foo Fighters live with their new drummer. I've been watching some of their bootleg videos. He is awesome behind the kick.
We are ready.
We are.
All right, Alec just crushed that, Steve. And now it's your turn, so don't disappoint us. Here's your clip.
Oh, okay. I know that's Limp Bizkit. I'm kidding. It's Korn. What the hell is happening? Are we both having a stroke right now?
If you need help, I need to hear it one more time.
Whoa, you didn't hear Taryn and I sing it perfectly?
Oh, wow.
Let me hear it one more time. Now, I know it's Korn. And I believe, and David, maybe you could give me the affirmative or not, but I believe this is the opposite of death.
Nope.
No.
Okay, no, so it's not.
Steve.
Yes.
What would you use to say, like, walk a dog?
Oh, I would say leash, which would mean that this song is Freak on a Leash.
Yeah.
David, if I didn't get a hint, I would have totally lost you those tickets.
Alec, well, congratulations.
I just got to say thank you to Danny, because usually he's throwing me some like crazy curveballs. Danny was just the day.
Alec was the MVP of this game.
Yeah, especially since I kept calling you David, who's our backup. Sorry about that, Alec.
No, don't worry.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about, it'd be a great time to call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Beck. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Pendergast Law. So do call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show, or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us. The number is 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, earlier this morning, we were talking about your dog, Lucy the Destroyer.
The Destroyer.
And trying to find out who else has a pet that's destroyed stuff. And it turns out Nate from Duval has a story like this. Nate, what is your pet disaster story?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Yeah, good morning.
Had an 8-week-old black lab puppy. We know how they like to chew on things. Well, we live in a log home, so she chewed up the log all in the living room, all along the bottom.
No.
Like, not horrible, but, like, it's definitely, you can see she's shooting. Table there in the living room.
The
problem with the log home is you can't, like, just fix it, you know?
Right, it's not like drywall.
Right, exactly.
What, did you do anything to try to fix it, like sand it down or try to make it look less noticeable?
Well, we have a bunch of stuff, like little tables up against the wall there, so now, but we're planning on dying here, so if we ever have to sell the house, we'll definitely clean it up and fix it, but...
Well, that's very morbid.
So how did you get her to stop biting the wall? Did you have to like use any like that, like the bitter apple spray, or how'd you get her to stop? Or did you just stop eventually?
Well, you just got to keep an eye on them, you know? Yeah. And so once we saw that, we're always very vigilant. We've all both had dogs our whole lives, but things happen sometimes, you know, and you can't be on them every second of the day.
That's always my wife. Like, just dogs doing dog stuff. Sometimes they just do stupid ass.
Naughty dogs. 206-803-ROCK is our number. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. Randy from Oregon, you want to talk some Pearl Jam?
I'll talk Pearl Jam, but I was just calling in. You guys mentioned about the new drummer for the Foo Fighters.
Yes, Elon.
Yeah, so his name's Elon Rubin, right?
Yep.
And prior to... Foo Fighters, he was with Nine Inch Nails. He happens to be the youngest guy ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well.
Which I thought was cool that Nine Inch Nails made sure that he got inducted with them. Which, like, you know, some bands, they just go, hey, no, we're just going with the OGs.
Totally, right? But if you want some little eye candy, if you're ear candy, check out. There's a live clip of Nine Inch Nails playing with Gary Numan at a concert, and they do a version of, Gary Numan hit Cars, and this guy's drumming is absolutely phenomenal. Super cool. You got to check it out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like Nine Inch Nails have collaborated with Gary Numan before.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Here in my car. That's all I know.
Nailed it. 206-803-ROCK, checking in with the Rockaholics, and Casey from Bonnie Lake has a question for us. Casey, shoot.
Hey, I wonder what your guys' thoughts are on AI music and kind of how it's. I don't want to say, like, taking over the industry, but really, who do you blame for like, blatant plagiarism? And in some cases, you could argue it makes some artist's music better in a genre it wouldn't have normally been. Like, I'm hearing a lot of, 70s funk remake on, like, AC/DC. You know, who would have ever thought to mash that together? But who do you go after, you know, for blatantly ripping off AC/DC?
Yeah, I'm so torn on the AI stuff because I definitely enjoy some of it. I enjoy that, like, you can, like, use it as a tool. I know some songwriters, like, they'll use it to maybe, like, hey, they'll hum a part, and then the AI can make it sound like a guitar, and I'm like, that's pretty interesting. I'm not vibing with, like, these completely fabricated AI bands that we see on, like, Spotify has been big on. I'm like, these are kind of cheesy, and at the end of the day, there's really no soul to their music, and I think that's what stands out. But I think when musicians use it as a tool, I'm all for it.
Well, and I think, you know, we have our friend The Professor who does some of the, you know, soul covers most recently, and there are bands that hit him up like, hey, can you do us next?
Which is funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I know exactly who to blame, and it's our friend. He's pretending like he's all coy about it, and whatever. But it's Steve Biggs. Yeah. He started the whole AI music industry with all of his great hits that he plays on the show here.
This is a story.
Here we go.
Of a guy who likes pizza, the color orange, and Michelangelo. And I'm sorry, Dylan, I hate to break the news to you. Cool.
How are you giving me a hard time? I mean, the robots are writing songs about how cool you are, man.
I'm not giving you a hard time. I'm just saying, you're like, I'm not on the wall. No, you started it.
I did. I definitely was rather obsessed with Suno when it first came out, which I always funny when people are like in our industry are like, have you heard about Suno? I'm like, have we heard about Suno? We chewed it up and spit it out, baby.
I mean, to be fair, if we're really going to go all the way back to like who started artificial intelligence in music, I think Cher is to blame. She was the first one to use auto-tune on Believe in the late 90s.
And that's the thing. Is like a lot of people, I know some people get all up in arms about it, but like there's been people using the robots in one way, shape, or another to like improve their songs and their sounds. I'm not like... I think it's just the toothpaste is out of the tube. Yeah. So now it's like, how do you use it to your best of your abilities without like, you know, I mean, I don't want to hear a song that was just completely fabricated by robots, though. Like,
except.
Okay, what? Daft Punk?
No, I was just going to say the country songs that the robots are making are way better than actual country songs.
I mean, that is a very good point.
Is this Garth Brooks?
Vince Gill, get it right.
Yeah, come on.
You left me crying on a Saturday night. Took the truck and the Bluetooth light. Now I'm sitting here with a plate and a plan. Got a ribs and the smoker and tongs in my hand. You said I'd miss your sweet perfume. But honey, that hickory smells better than you. If I can't have.
Oh, yeah. I can see over in the Wolf studio right now, they're listening to us and they're jamming to it.
This is a toe topper.
Oh yeah. Gabe just hit me up and said, hey, can you send me an MP3 of that song?
What is this one called?
If I can't have you, I'll just have barbecue.
Thank you, robots.
That's Mike McCready. Robot Mike. Yeah.
And you're right. This is way better than regular country.
The Daily Mix Show. Well, speaking of music, Rolling Stone's top 100 albums of 2025 have been unveiled. Do you think we know any of them?
I'm guessing no.
We will find out for sure at 9:50. Everyone has been talking about year-end Wrapped and Apple Music and all these different lists. Well, nobody is more excited about the Rolling Stone Top 100 Albums of 2025 than we are.
I looked at it. I'm pretty sure I think Deftones, Turnstile, and like a couple of... That's about as much rock as you get in the top 100 records, according to Rolling Stone. And I'm pretty sure... Of the top five, maybe we can name one.
Are these voted on by readers of Rolling Stone, or are these like just people that work at Rolling Stone pick this?
I think it's the artsy-fartsy critics.
Okay, well, I mean, that speaks volumes about
that. Emphasis on fartsy. Yeah.
Yes. All right, you know what? Let's just start with number one. Let's see if you guys can figure out who this is. Are you ready?
Yeah. Maybe Bad Bunny?
That's what I was thinking. Bad
Bunny. Oh, because it just doesn't speak English. Everyone's like, oh, it's 100%. Gotta be Bad Bunny.
100%.
Wow, you guys. You're absolutely right. Apparently, he was like the most listened to Spotify artist as well. That's why when anyone bitches about him doing a halftime show, I'm like, you realize that this guy is like on a world level. Right.
The numbers don't lie.
Yes. Sorry. All right, number two.
Sorry that's happening to you.
Show me on the doll where it hurts. Yeah. Number two, I feel like at least Tyron Daly is going to get it right, but maybe other people too.
Oh, that's is that Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
This music video is fire.
I mean,
I like Lady Gaga.
It's okay.
This was one of my top five most listened to songs of the entire year.
All right, now we got three more, and I am pretty sure we are going to go 0-3. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Rosalia.
Oh,
okay. I don't know. Rosalia? How about this one? Yep, it's Dijon. Not the mustard, but Dijon. Yep.
I do enjoy some Dijon.
And my favorite, number five. I feel like Tyron would listen to this.
Oh, I know that. That's Sabrina Carpenter.
It's Geese with their album called Getting Killed.
It's not just one goose, it's Geese.
Taryn would not listen to this.
I don't know. I feel like maybe like on a Saturday night, you might be a little...
There is a band called Goose. Now, they're good. But when you get the whole gander together, geese.
You do like some trash. Trash. So I would be surprised.
Yeah, let's go.
The Daily Migs Show.
Grab those tickets for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday Rockaholics a week from Friday. We're going to be at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett.
I hear Geese is playing.
Yeah, I hope not. Brendan Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, Dez Rocks. Hope you can join us. Grab those tickets at KISW.com.
What about Dijon?
No, thank you.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle in the house as well, getting all fired up for Unwrapped next week.
Can't wait. We have a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Yes, we have a pre-party, we have a party, and we have a post-party.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff going
on. You can count on us.
Yeah, you guys get fueled up. Like, start eating your Wheaties and your vitamins, because you're going to have a busy day next Friday.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast. The DMD is brought to you by Palisong. Get your tickets and information at KISW.com. When's the last time that you guys have been to Ivers?
The one down in Mukilteo? Pretty frequently. Like, at least a couple times a year, I go to that one.
A couple of years ago, I went to the one over on, is it Lake, it's Lake Union? Lake Washington? I don't remember. Like the big location.
Lake
big
Erie.
Location. Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
I just can't remember if it's on the Lake Washington side or the Lake Union side. Yeah, that one.
Well, they're expanding.
Over by UW.
For the first time in 7 years, Ivers is going to be opening up a brand new restaurant. It's a seafood bar over in Gig Harbor. This will be happening in February of 2026.
I enjoy the clam chowder.
Oh, it's going to be at the old Lunchbox Laboratory spot. I used to go to that place at Gig Harbor.
Because you get shots and your milkshakes at Lunchbox Laboratory.
It's a boozy shake.
That's right.
Well, I don't know if they're going to have boozy fish, but you know what? Don't threaten us with a good time. That's awesome, though. Let's go to Ivers, guys.
Have you guys seen the news about Picklewood? Speaking of new things opening, Soto is getting a Picklewood.
I have not clicked on those thumbnails yet.
Pickleball meets a country club with Caddyshack energy is how they're selling it.
We got to go.
Yeah, 11 courts, up. 2 bars, a full restaurant, a modern version of a bowling alley is how they're pitching it.
Do I have to play pickleball?
No, okay. I don't think so.
Have not.
Pickleball's awesome. I love it.
Okay.
But I'd like to go check out
Picklewood. I only played it once, but I loved it that one time I played it.
Taryn will check out Picklewood.
I'd love Picklewood already.
just ask Brad. Hey, the Kraken are back on the ice tonight. They're going to be in Edmonton taking on the Edmonton Oilers. And then also, shout out to the Seattle Torrent yesterday.
Yeah.
Our pro women's hockey team, they finally scored some goals and won a game at Climate Pledge Arena, and the place was rocking for that. So that was pretty cool. They ended up winning their game 2-1. Thursday night football, you got the Cowboys taking on the Detroit Lions. And as far as weather,
cool.
47 degrees going to be our high. We're going to have some rain today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.